Classmates 3. Workbook. Unit 1. Skills and Strategies. Exercise 4.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to our radio programme. Today, we're going to talk to a local teenager named Harry Adams, who has a unique summer job. He works as a theme park mascot. Harry, how did you get started in this job?
Hi, Emma. Well, at the beginning of the summer, I looked through job advertisements online and in the local newspapers, but I couldn't find anything. Then I got a call from my best friend about an opening for a mascot at a theme park called Animated Land. I gave them a call and they hired me the next day.
I see. So what's a normal day like for you as a mascot?
Well, I get up at around 8 o'clock and take the bus to the theme park. I officially start work at 10 a.m, but I arrive earlier at around 9:30 to get ready. Even putting on my costume takes a lot of time.
I see. And do you wear the same costume every day?
Yes. You see, each character moves in a different way. Pluto, the dog, doesn't dance in the same way as Mickey Mouse does, for example. So we all specialise in one character. The only costume I can wear throughout the summer is of Donald Duck.
And what are your duties when you start working?
Well, mostly I sign autographs for visitors and pose for pictures. Kids are usually really excited to see me, while most adults are uninterested and ignore me. But I'm relaxed about that. I know I'm there for the kids.
It sounds like a fun job. Are there any difficulties?
Yes, of course. For one, the costume is quite uncomfortable. It's certainly not light and it gets very hot in there. Also, the job isn't well paid, so it isn't something I want to do forever. As a summer job, though, it's a lot of fun.
Thanks for talking to us, Harry.